By the way, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to screw up. Things are going to get off target at times. But if you do these steps, you're going to have so much momentum moving you forward that the few challenges you bump into will not be enough to stop you from getting what you're after, especially if you do the next step. And that's step number 5, set the game up to win. Now, what does that mean? You got to set yourself up to win. So many people, when they build their plan, when they organize things, they make it so rigid, so tight, so intense that there's no possibility of you feeling like a success. If you're going to win, you got to be able to reward yourself for doing things approximately right in the beginning. Here's what I mean. If a child is going to actually learn something, and that's what we're doing when we're creating change, right? We're learning how to do things differently. We're learning how to get ourselves to write those songs. We're learning how to get ourselves to work out consistently. We're learning how to take the time for ourselves or create those products. We're relearning. We're learning something. So when you go to learn something, you don't usually do it perfectly the first time. And if you have to do it perfect or you beat yourself up, your brain's going to go, why even try? I don't want to feel like a failure. So you got to set up the game so you can win. Now, the secret then is when you create a plan to do something is do everything you can to make it so it's enjoyable along the way. I call it scoring it. You know, if you think about it, if you go to a movie and there's no music, it's not the same movie. You can go to a movie that's, you know, okay, with a great music, it's like it lifts your emotion, it moves you. So, for example, in all my seminars, I use music at various points. I have people move. I do things. I use humor. I use jokes. I put things on the screen. Anything I can to score, to add that additional emotional intensity that makes the process enjoyable, not just the outcome. Does that make sense? Think of it this way. If you're familiar with my work, I teach that all human beings are driven by 6 needs. Now, I'm not going to go through them here in detail because they're in Personal Power Classics, and hopefully you've already gone through that now, haven't you? You're supposed to go through that week first. I hope you did it. But I will tell you this, one of those needs is the need for certainty. We have to be certain we can be comfortable. If you're not certain that you can be comfortable, if you're not certain the ceiling above you is going to stay up, you can't hear anything anybody says. Certainty is a survival instinct. We got to feel that we can avoid pain, we can have some pleasure. So if you're going to work out as an example, you got to make sure you train that trainer to say, listen, in the beginning, your goal is not to kill me. In the beginning, your goal is to get me to enjoy this and have my body be certain that I can do this successfully day after day. So I know you got to stretch me, but let's do some things that I'm comfortable with initially and get some momentum and build on that success. You know, if you're going to be successful in anything, the second need we have is for uncertainty, which is a code word for variety. God has a sense of humor. He wants us to be certain and uncertain simultaneously. He just wants to twist our brain. And if we are able to take this brain and balance it out, we have tremendous power. When I go to exercise, I mean, to me, it was boring to run in the beginning. Now I like it. But in the beginning, I hated it. You know, and there are times when I love it. When I love it is when I add something to it. And what I add to it is incantations, or I add music, because I love music. Or I run with a friend, or I do it in an environment that's fun. Or I do something different every day, a different kind of workout, a different kind of movement, a different kind of exercise. Anything that you can do to add variety is going to make you enjoy the process, and now you're going to want to do it as opposed to having to do it. That's part of how you set the game up to win. That's how you get the edge in life. You get the edge by creating enjoyment in the process, not just enjoyment someday when it's all done. So we all have a need for connection, for love. And if you can do something with someone you love, it's just like the young lady was saying. She said she wants to lose weight. Well, she needs a buddy. The buddy will add a sense of connection. The buddy will add variety to the workout. It won't be boring. Another need we all have is a need for significance, to feel like what we're doing matters. I'll give you an example. I was talking to a couple of ladies on that great television show called The View that's on in the mornings in the United States. And I had them approach me afterwards, and they said, you know, we really want to work out. We want to do it, but we don't seem to follow through. And I said, well, tell me why. And one lady said, well, you know, it's like I hate maintenance. I want to do big things. I want to do important things. And working out is just, ugh. And I said, here's the problem. You think exercise is insignificant, and your whole life is about being significant. So, of course, you're not going to do it. I said, plus, you both have the same beliefs. So you're not going to reinforce each other to work out. Neither one of you do. You got to get around somebody who believes exercising is a gift from God, that exercising is about taking the temple to the next level, that exercising and enjoying it is an epiphany that few human beings ever achieve, and that they're unique because they love the process. You need to find somebody who sees this as significant, or you need to do something significant while you're exercising, like listen to a tape. You know, this time that you're listening to this tape, I don't know if you're working out. If you do, I compliment you. But I'll tell you something, most people, they don't do the tapes because they go, when am I going to do it? Well, maybe you could use what I call net time. No extra time, N-E-T, no extra time. Use net time. Well, you're already doing something else that isn't as productive, like driving in your car is my guess what you might be doing while you listen to this. Or maybe you're going for a walk. Net time means you're able to do several things at once and get immense value. It takes no extra time for you to have that much more value. That's setting the game up to win. If you don't set it up so you can use net time, then you may say, well, I don't have time for this. So think about how you can use net time. So that's another way to make this happen. Another need we have is to grow. So if you measure your progress, you'll be excited about it. If you only measure it one way, though, like how many pounds you lose, forget it. So maybe what you do is you make a chart of emotions, and you have, you know, bored, tired, angry, frustrated, overwhelmed, and then you go to the other side, and you go, you know, calm, comfortable, happy, excited, euphoric, passionate, and maybe you put a little thing at the bottom, day 1 through 31, and then you just chart two or three times a day. You write down the time of the day, and right here's where I am, and you mark it, and you chart as you work out what happens to your emotions. As you do this morning ritual I told you about, this hour of power, chart where you are after you've worked out. Chart where you are when you don't work out. It'll be real obvious. You'll see you're way up at the top in the peak levels of life and the peak emotions, right? The upper levels whenever you do these things to your body, and you'll feel the lower levels when you're not. Measure more than just weight loss. Measure anything that can give you growth. I mean, we all have that need to feel we've grown. So the more you measure things, the more you reinforce it, the better you feel. And finally, contribution. If you can find a way that by working out you're contributing, most of us will do more for others we care about than we'll ever do for ourselves.